This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:05, you're with Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition, and for our first story, we are discussing whether companies should include salary ranges when they advertise job vacancies. This is after an article on Fast Company argued that companies will benefit if they disclose the salary on offer in their job postings.
So usually companies tend to not reveal how much they're offering for a certain job, and they only talk about this with candidates during the interview process. And I don't know, I guess this is because they're following some kind of standard procedure, or more likely is because they want more flexibility when negotiating salaries with potential hires.
But, you know, it's one of the most important things that job seekers want to know when they're looking for a new job. And it would be a waste of everyone's time if it turns out in the end that the salary expectations of both sides do not match. So, you know, it does just seem to make sense to give out that range in the first place, right? You know, at the end of the day, it is a very sensitive conversation, sometimes a difficult and now here also just a taboo conversation to have about money. You know, it doesn't make sense to me personally, because the end goal for both potential employee as well as the employee is the same. It's money. So, you know, why do we seem to give more leeway to companies to be able to be open about, yeah, we are profit driven, whereas people can't be? That's just a strange notion to me.
Yeah, so sharing the salary ranges would sort of shift a bit more power to the candidates who are seeking the jobs, and which I think is needed right now, because especially at in tough economic times, people are trying to look for increase in their salaries, and especially and nowadays when companies sort of refer to how much candidates are earning right now,
yeah,
as opposed to sort of offering the market rate. So if they are transparent with how much they value workers in this position, then it'll be a much better process in terms of determining what is the right salary for you.
And you made that point earlier, right? It's that they just want some companies want some flexibility and a bit of a negotiating advantage when it comes to salaries with potential hires. But, you know, when you think about it, and you can consider it from this point as well, that, oh, you know, if I put my salary up, then will, and if it looks attractive, then will I just get a deluge of applications? Well, not necessarily, I think, especially if you include the expectations you have for the job, the kinds of KPIs you're looking at, the job scope that this particular role will cover, and the qualifications you're looking for. I think if you're very clear with those details, I don't necessarily see that point, right, that you will just get a whole huge amount of CVs. Plus, you know, many companies today, they're using bots, they're using AI, they're using any sort of tech that helps them filter through candidates, that helps them filter through all those thousands of CVs that they get per day. So it's not really a difficult ask, in my opinion, to have that salary range up as part of your job advertisement, job listing.
I mean, even if you think that if you advertise the salary range, that it might deter some people from applying, but I think
that works to your advantage.
Yeah, it works to your advantage, because then you would get, in a way, better quality candidates that fit what you are looking for and who value themselves within that range that you're offering. So you don't waste time filtering through all these applications, and you also don't waste time interviewing candidates that you never even had a chance to hire in the first place, because they have higher expectations. But at the same time, I also need to highlight that maybe the salaries on offer is not the most important thing. Like, if you focus a lot on how much the company is offering and not look at other things like how well you fit with the team at the company, how the culture suits you, the other benefits that they offer, then, you know, advertising the salary might take you away from these other advantages that the company might be able to offer you.
Yeah, and I guess it also shows your standing and who you are as a company and as an employer. You want to be able to paint an accurate portrayal of yourself. You want to say that, hey, you know, I'm going to make it as easy as possible for you to work with me. So I'm always going to be open to discussions about salary. I'm going to be upfront about, you know, the kind of hiring policies that we have. And it sends a strong message out there, because candidates who are applying to your company, they're not dumb. You know, they're going to look up the information somewhere. They're going to look at websites that provide those salary numbers. They're going to look at job review websites like Glassdoor and try to figure out and paint a picture for you, right? So if you don't, one, put that salary up, they're going to go to those other resources and look it up. And if you don't respond to criticisms, if you don't respond to queries that are present on the other sorts of websites that are not yours, then you are letting other people take that narrative away from you that you might not be the best place to work at.
Yeah, so like if you advertise the salary range that you are offering, the transparency that you are portraying might even help you stand out amongst all the other companies that are also offering jobs out there, because people will feel like they can trust you as employers, and you are open to discussions and to communication. So you might even end up being a more attractive destination for these job seekers.
You can let us know, would you like to see companies showing their salary ranges up on their job listings? You can send those thoughts to us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking to Derek Toh, founder and CEO of WOB. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah, BFM 89.9.
You're with Kelvin and Ayman on the Evening Edition, and we're talking about whether companies should include salary ranges when they advertise job vacancies. And we're now going to cross over to Derek Toh, founder and CEO of WOB. Derek, thank you so much for joining us. And based on your observations, are Malaysian companies more likely to reveal or to hide salary ranges in their job postings?
There's actually no obvious pattern right now, and I think it largely depends on how open they are, as in, you know, how broad the particular scope is for the position, whether they're open to someone from junior to senior. It depends on what kind of job it is. It depends on, you know, how strict they are with the actual salary. So as far as I can see, there really is no obvious pattern. Sometimes when employers advertise their jobs, whether they reveal their salary ranges or not.
Why do some companies prefer not to reveal the salary range that they are offering?
Yes, so there are many reasons why companies don't reveal their salary ranges. So from a more positive perspective, I think one of the things is, especially when they decide to want to keep options open, right. So for example, if I'm advertising, say, a business development manager, and I'm open to hiring someone that's in their early career, let's say a couple of years experience, to someone who's very experienced, let's say, like, you know, 8 to 10 years experience, I tend to find that if I put the salary range there, it becomes quite limiting, because people are going to look at that range and they're going to kind of exclude themselves, you know, from applying to the job. So if an employer is quite open, you know, quite open-minded, want to keep the options open, then I think it's very likely that, you know, that's one of the reasons why they will hide the salary range. The second reason why I think some employers hide the salary range is because, you know, they try not to make it about salary too much. And it's not that these employers don't pay market rate, but it could be like their philosophy or approach to recruiting talent. So a bit like in WOB at the moment, like we pay more or less market rate, but when we interview talent and when we, you know, have these discussions with them, salary just becomes like one small part of the discussion. And there's a lot more focus on whether, you know, this person likes the vision that we have as a company, you know, whether this person will fit in well with the team as a, you know, as a culture. And those other things, you know, become more important. So that's one of the reasons why we don't put salary, you know, at the forefront of the discussion. A more maybe less positive reason why someone would hide the salary range might also be because they want to use it as a negotiation tactic, right? Negotiation tactic. So if I'm interviewing someone and they don't know exactly how high we are willing to pay for the position, sometimes it helps the employer then offer a much lower salary if they believe they can get the candidate to say yes because of that. So so it could also largely be for negotiation purposes.
And what are your thoughts on companies who offer salaries based on the current earnings of the candidate? Is this a fair way of determining the salary that they should offer?
That seems to be largely market practice now, and I think there are actually different schools of thought to this. So the obvious ones would be some people believe that it doesn't matter what someone was earning before, you know, you just pay the candidate what this position is about, right, based on their responsibilities. But the second school of thought is, of course, that that's a better way to kind of benchmark someone's skill, you know, based on what they were earning before, and to then offer an increment on salary as an added incentive for this person to come and join the company. And I can see it working both ways, right? So if, for example, if a particular position I think could pay 5,000 and someone's earning 3,000, then if I use a percentage on 3,000, they might think it's not fair because let's say that means their offer is going to be 4,000 instead of 5,000, which they think they should be paid for the role. But if someone is already, say, earning 5,000 and this position is already paying 5,000, then they also want an increment to join the company. And then the company would then think, oh, then we have to pay more than 5,000, so let's pay an increment on this person's base. So either way, you can see like different scenarios where you know, no one approach is quite perfect. But generally, I think more and more people are leaning towards the former, which is, you know, we should pay someone based on the responsibilities of the role rather than what they were earning before. But it's still a pretty small group of people. Market practice is still based on previous salary.
And how would revealing the salary range affect employees who are already working at the company? You know, if they found out, for example, that the new hires will earn more than them or maybe even less than they do?
I think what happens in reality is they still wouldn't really know what the other person was actually offered. But what will tend to happen is, you know, most of the time they will become curious, right? Because they see if a position has a certain range of salary and they're not at the top end of the range or they're at the bottom end of the range, then it will make them wonder whether, you know, they're getting a fair, you know, level of remuneration for their position. And I think if that's the case, then obviously the best thing for an employee to do is to talk to their leaders, talk to their management, and see if there are ways that, you know, they could justify earning what the company believes, you know, could be a higher range, right? But yes, of course, right? Of course, if you start putting salary ranges out there, it will start to make people feel curious.
How do companies determine salary ranges? Do they work with an in-house compensation team or do they do external benchmarking or anything like that?
Well, I think this largely depends on the resources of the company. So in a lot of large organizations where they have more structure, they have bigger teams, you know, HR teams are really big and they have different, you know, teams within HR that specialize in different parts. And typically large organizations have a specialized compensation and benefits team. And, you know, this team, no, I'm not from a, you know, comp and ben background, but this team would have their own process and methodology to determine like different brackets of salary for the company and, you know, make sure things are a little bit more structured. So this does happen in larger organizations. I think smaller organizations tend to have very little or no process. And you're talking about organizations where typically there's a very small HR team of just a couple of people, maybe no HR team at all. And what they basically, the way they determine, you know, what to offer and you know, what salary ranges to put, it's just basically from interviewing the best people that they can find, you know, and trying to make the best offer they can make that will get the candidate to want to join them. So it's a bit, yeah, a bit more unstructured, a bit more, you know, based on the market. And sometimes it could be as simple as them asking another business owner, you know, what do you think is a decent market rate for this position. So yeah, it does depend on like the type of company.
How likely would the candidate pool improve if salary ranges were advertised?
I think from a positive perspective, sometimes revealing the salary of a position is especially good if the job title, right, of this particular role or the description of a role doesn't quite reflect how much you're willing to pay, how much you're prepared to pay. So this, give a simple example. There are some organizations where, they hire very experienced people, let's say to do sales, right? And they pay really well. But the title could just be, say, like, you know, senior executive of sales. And if someone looks at it, they might think, oh, you know, this is like a mid-level role or junior role. But actually, they pay well, right, for this title. And it's because it could be just like how this company's sales team is structured. They believe in hiring very experienced people, you know, say to sell to big companies. And they hire people who would be in a managerial role in another company and pay them more than that. But they are very hands-on in sales. So I think if your role is something where you're willing to pay more for the position, but it's not obvious when someone is looking at the job description, then I think revealing a salary range helps you attract better people. But if it is not the case, or if you are actually open to a broad range of kind of talent, but you decide to reveal a narrow range in terms of salary, I think what ends up happening is you would tend to exclude people or kind of limit the talent pool, that actually applies to you.
What impact would advertising the salary range have on negotiations for the salary?
Well, if a candidate actually knows what a particular salary range per position is, it will help them, by understanding the range, it actually helps them negotiate better, right? Because they know what is the limit for this position, and if they're offered a salary that is, below this top range, then they know there's space to negotiate higher, and that's very useful experience. That's very useful information for the candidate. But of course, very often what happens is when an employer makes an offer to a particular candidate, I mean they don't base it. Just because you're hired doesn't mean you're going to get paid the top of the range for this particular position, because a lot of times it depends on this candidate's particular experience, what kind of background, where the employer might sometimes think, I'm going to hire someone that's a bit more inexperienced and then maybe offer a slightly lower salary, and hopefully this person can perform and then we increase the salary later. So if the employer is going down that kind of mode of thinking, and you're thinking that I want to hire this person, right? I do want to, but I'm going to balance it by offering a lower salary. So in a scenario like this, and the candidate thinks that they should be earning more or like making a higher salary, it does make it a bit awkward, and sometimes it does create mismatched expectations. So a candidate might feel disappointed, or they think that, oh, I'm not valued enough, that's why I can get a high salary. So those things, yeah, I think that's where like good communication is to play a part.
If we were to make salary ranges transparent, would it take away from other important aspects of the job that's being advertised, like company culture, how well you would fit with the team and the benefits and so on?
Yes, like 100%. Like, I want to first start by saying that salary is important. Like, it is important for everyone. I'm not saying that, it should be the least important thing that matters in a particular job. Of course, people want to be paid at least market rate. If they can pay above market rate, even better, right? So no one wants to feel like they're cheated. But the big thing about the job search and even recruitment from the company's standpoint is that you shouldn't focus too much on the salary when you're trying to make a decision who to hire or trying to make a decision which company to join. Now, as you said, like things like the culture of the company is important. Whether you see something long term, whether you can see yourself growing in this business, whether you see yourself resonating with the vision, or whether you see yourself working well with the leaders of the team. Those things are much, much more important factors in terms of for your everyday, I would say, well being, for your everyday growth potential, and it actually helps you make better long term career decisions. So 100%, I would tell everyone, yeah, sure, talk about salary, but don't make it too much of a focus.
So this is a question that's also asked by our listener, Raj. Would revealing the salary range put companies at a disadvantage with their competitors?
Well, I think for most positions, it doesn't really matter in the sense where, well, most cases, everyone more or less is following market rate, because if you're not paying market rate, then you're going to have a talent problem, right, in the long term, because people are going to leave you, you're going to, you know, find it difficult to hire. So in most cases, no, I don't think it matters that much. But there might be, depending on your business, right, there might be an important pool of talent for your company. You know, so say if you're a technology business and one of the things that gives you a critical, like an important advantage is the quality of your, you know, software developers, as an example. So you need the best software developers. And or if you're a sales-oriented company and you need a very good sales team. Now, when you reveal, I suppose, the salary of like some of your critical hires to your competitors, it does give them some important information about you, you know. So then that helps them think about, oh, if they wanted to, say, headhunt your staff, you know, attract them to come and join them, at least knowing how much you're currently paying your most important people gives them an advantage, right, when they're trying to devise that kind of strategy. But in most cases, I would tell people, like, don't be too paranoid. You know, in a lot of ways, you know, salary is only one part of the equation. But of course, if it's a critical talent for you, then you maybe want to be a little bit more careful there.
Derek, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. That was Derek Toh, founder and CEO of WOB. And you can let us know what you think. Should salary ranges be made part of job postings? You can send those thoughts through at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We have this message here from Kik that says, candidates have to take leave to attend interviews, and it would be a total waste of time if expectations are not met. Company benefits are subjective and easily changed. For a candidate, the base salary is very important.
Yeah, so transparency upfront would really much, very much benefit both the company and also the candidate, because like Kik is saying, well, the candidate has to go through a lot of things. They have to travel, they have to take leave, they have to prepare, print out all the CVs and documents. So it's a lot of cost in terms of money and time. So if companies who are advertising the job vacancies are upfront about how much they are offering, then it would sort of help job seekers sort of decide whether it's worth the trouble or not.
Yeah, and it also at the end saves time for the HR person or whoever's about to interview them, because if you know that, well, it's not going to match my salary expectations anyway, so why even bother? You can keep your thoughts coming. Again, 7733 2900 to call, 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp, and also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Iman. And earlier we were talking about whether or not companies should make salary ranges public as part of their job advertisements. And we've been asking for your thoughts. We have a poll running on Twitter that's asking that very question. Would you agree with that move? So far with 36 votes, 83% have said yes, 17% have said no. And Diana on Twitter says, when you open a position, the company already has a specific allocation for that. So why not just let it be known? It's already unfair that they are asking, in some cases, candidates to bring in their latest 3 months pay slips. Is that even legal or just a trick into the competitor's salary structure?
Well, I mean, based on what Derek said just now, it appears that that is the market practice, that they ask for your salary history. But in other countries, it has been made illegal. And for example, there are some states in the US, like New York and Philadelphia, California, who have banned this practice of asking for your salary history. And if you think about it in terms of economics, it makes our salary growth quite sticky, because our increase in salary will always be hindered by our past. So if you are a recent graduate looking for any job that you can get, and you just take this job that offers you $1,800 per month, so that will determine how much you will earn in the long run, because companies are always asking for your salary history.
Yeah, and that's how you want to reward your staff, right? Do you want to reward them based on their past ranges, or do you want to reward them based on the new skill sets that you hope that they will develop, and also the gap that they will fill at your company? We also have this next tweet here from Kapi19 that says, yes and no. Yes, to know how much a candidate should expect in providing their services to that particular company, or how much the company is willing to offer. No, because it'll just attract any Tom and Harry seeing fancy numbers just to apply for the sake of the numbers.
Yeah, the second point is interesting as well. Like, so you say that you're going to offer like 3,500 to 5,000 for this particular job, and everyone who's like ambitious would be like, you know what, I'll just give it a try, and I'll just ask for you know, maybe the mid-range 4,000. And I don't know the psychology behind it, but there have been some studies that say that when you sort of advertise the salary range that you are offering, it increases the number of applicants that you get by like 30%. Yeah. And if you don't, then the drop-off rate is about 25 to 30%. So I guess there is some kind of truth in what Kapilan is saying.
Yeah, but I'm not sure, right? Because if you do want to filter it out, and you don't want to, because it's like short term versus I guess now mid term. In the short term, yes, you might be getting more CVs, but I think in the mid term, what you might be gaining is the fact that, well, not as many people may have applied to the position because they saw the number and think, well, that's not worth my time, I'm not going to apply to that. As opposed to, you know, they get their excellent candidate, they get through the whole process, but then you find out that you cannot pay what they want. Well, sometimes that is a separate discussion, right, as to how much someone should get and all that. But aside from that, it's like if they already kind of set in their ways as to what they want, it reduces the amount of time you have to spend throughout the whole interview process, because it is quite lengthy, and on the company's end, it is on the company's dollar to seek out these candidates that you're thinking about. So if you want to save that time, if you save time, you save money, essentially.
But I do think it provides a window of opportunity for job seekers who are trying to, increase their income, especially in the case of, you know, that example that we gave just now of that student who took up the job of 1,800 ringgit. So let's say that person has been stuck with a low salary and being underpaid for many years, and they find a job that offers within this range for the same amount of experience that the person has. So it's a good opportunity for them to sort of jump out of this trap that they've put themselves in and move into a position where they will be remunerated fairly.
We like to hear from you. Do you think companies should make salary ranges public as part of job postings? And especially if you're an employee, we'd love to hear from you. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.